call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Beautiful. How's the weather over there? I always ask just because I know it'll be better and I'm jealous.
Yeah, I really don't think it's better.
Oh, really?
It's freezing, rainy, windy.
Well, it's freezing here too, but not rainy, windy.
Yeah, so I'm cool in ours as well.
So we would. For once, one time. Speaking of New Zealanders and Australians, my terrible segues once again. Apparently the past 3 years, 1,300 Kiwis have been deported from Australia.
Yes. It kind of seems like our two governments are fighting a little bit at the moment. After there's sort of been questions raised over the amount of New Zealanders being deported. Last year alone, more than 600 Kiwis were deported on grounds of bad character, which means they actually haven't done anything wrong. The government's just determined in whatever way that they do that they just don't want them here, presumably most of the time because they have links to bikie gangs.
And they don't have to give a reason? Bad character is enough of a reason?
Yeah, apparently so. I mean, we've seen our immigration minister, when questioned about some of these decisions, basically just say, well, I don't have to tell you, I won't tell you. It's a national security thing, which kind of, in a lot of cases, begs the question, is that legitimate or is it just an excuse?
Mm. I mean, I was living over there and I never got told of this, but should I have been one of the people that was deported for bad character? I think I would have been quite upset, seeing as there's not really any excuse or explanation for it.
Yeah, and it's not always necessarily people that are just coming over for holidays or to stay for a short period. Some people with real lives over here end up deported for essentially very little reason. The most high profile of that would be the father of one of the best Australian footballers in this country. He was deported on grounds of bad character, and it was later found that they made a mistake and they really shouldn't have deported him, but now he can't get back into the country and he can't see his son play and he can't go and spend time with his family. And yeah, it's really interesting how that's been allowed to happen.
And I wonder where the information and the kind of recon on these people is coming from.
Yeah, it's interesting because we sort of see New Zealand as very much our little brother, and it's especially sad to see people from New Zealand being treated this way. But it also goes to show the way that Australia is currently treating essentially anyone from any country that is not Australia.
Indeed, because I see that yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of the controversial offshore detention policy to do with Manus Island.
Yes, and we've had a bit of criticism from New Zealand about this as well over the years, and especially recently. So 5 years ago, the Prime Minister, then Kevin Rudd, announced that he was going to stop boats coming to Australia by taking anyone who came via a boat and putting them in detention centres on Nauru and Manus Island. And since then, thousands of refugees have basically just been languishing there with no real hope of moving on, and this includes over 100 children, and it includes 40 children who were born there and have spent their entire lives sitting in these prisons for doing absolutely nothing wrong.
And we all kind of sit here and including Australians that are, you know, outraged at this child separation policy that's going on in the US at the moment around the borders, but it seems like a very similar sort of policy, I suppose.
Yeah, it's been said a lot recently that Australians are very angry at the US for what they've done when we've been doing it for 5 years. And I think a lot of people are saying that the reason why that is because it's we can't really see what's happening on Manus Island and Nauru because the media's got very, very restricted access. And also it's just been happening for so long and it's had bipartisan political support for so long that it just seems like it's this unavoidable thing that we just really can't change.
And it's good to kind of recognise these anniversaries and realise how much time is going by and still nothing is being done, which was quite frightening.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also see there are some concerns on a lot of fronts about an online health database that's potentially going live in Australia soon.
Yeah, so I think it's going live in about October, and I think it's very set in stone that's happening. That the government's going to set up an online health record system that essentially is a database of everyone's medical records that is stored online and can be sort of shared between GPs. But the real questions are that, I mean, we've had security and issues with the government managing online things in the past.
Mm.
Where is that information, and is it really safe?
Exactly. And is there the potential of security breaches or other people being able to access this?
Yeah, especially trying to figure out who's able to access it is a big issue, because there's the police can access it if they get a court order, and then there's a little bit of confusion about whether they can access it even without a court order.
Is the database kind of owned or operated by the government or the health industry?
I would say that it would be operated by the government, which I guess means that just because they can say right now there's not many people that can access it, that doesn't necessarily mean that they won't change that later, or they are being fully transparent about it. And it's got a lot of people concerned, especially people who have sensitive things on their health records, such as sex workers or transgender people.
Absolutely. And if citizens don't opt out or change their security settings, it's sort of unsure as to who would be able to see it and how often they'd be able to access it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, well, thank you so much for joining us. There's a lot going on in Australia. I'm always extremely extremely interested to know, because you guys, your news is very exciting, far more exciting than
else. Yes, we're a very busy country.
You are a busy country. But thank you so much for joining us again, Rachel, and we'll chat to you next week.
All right, thank you.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.